Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Maybe you or somebody you know has been through something really tragic. And so let's just use this example. Say it's the loss of a child due to a drunk driver that hit them in a car accident. You lose your child, you are never going to get your child back. And that is something that cannot be restored on this side of heaven, though as believers, we will see them again, praise God. But here, we cannot make that wrong right. We simply can't. The best that we can do is see that the person responsible pays the consequences of their actions. That could be we see it with lawsuits. What happens? The family might get money for the harm done to their child. That person is put away in prison for a number of years to right the wrong. But those things will never even come close to making the situation right. It simply can't. To make it right would mean that your child would be back. I'm in a situation kind of like this at the moment on a much lesser scale, and I'm looking for justice. But the justice that I hope for may or may not happen, and I'm in the right with my situation, but being right doesn't necessarily cover the cost. Literally, it's costing quite a bit, too. So my question for you is, are you going through something like this where you are right in your situation or you did nothing to deserve the outcome you know you have? In these moments, do we love God so much to trust his justice? Because that is the only justice that will be truly meaningful and made perfect. And so can we be obedient to our call to not just seek, it's more to maintain justice as well, as best as we can, that bears fruit, that looks for righting a wrong, but knows that even those attempts outside of our control are going to come up short. I have been so convicted about justice, God's justice. So let's lay it all at his feet. Praise him that he is the judge. He is the just God, as we play our small role in being obedient to that. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.